Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you go to Poshmark, you can get the Wicked Glinda souvenir cup for, are you ready? $78.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, they're a hot commodity right now. I found a practical use of what to do with the tops of the AMC Wicked commemorative souvenir cups. You've got a Alphaba, and you've got a Glinda, and it's like a little doll on top of the cup. And what do you do with it after the cup's done?
Well, you found something fun to do with them.
Hello, Christmas tree.
So we found something practical to do with the tops of the Wicked souvenir pop cups from the theater, huh? Made some ornaments.
So clearly with that audition tape, I'm heading to Broadway.
I think you could have done Broadway had you really wanted to.
Oh, would you please?
I do.
That's very kind. Anyway.
You would at least been a great jingle singer. That I know.
I'm so excited about my Christmas tree, Tammy. I'm excited about my house being decorated for Christmas. I think I sent you four or five videos yesterday.
Yeah, a few.
I was the only person to ever decorate their house for Christmas.
It's nice that you're finally in the Christmas spirit.
Are you a traditional decorator as far as your Christmas tree? Do you have like one set type of ornaments or do you have every kind of different kind of pish-posh ornaments from everywhere?
So my husband is very particular about certain things. The outside ornaments, very subtle, always the same. The tree for inside, though, we have so many different ornaments that we have gathered over the years between what we got from our own parents. I have some very special ones that my mother had made.
Nice.
So it helps me remember my mother, who's no longer here. The kids over the years of making ornaments and certain things that they have picked out and how they changed over the years from the cute little handmade ones to the funny ones that they buy. But it's a little bit of everything.
Do you have any unusual or comical ornaments?
We have a Campbell's soup can ornament that my oldest daughter bought 1 year. We were like, well, okay. And everybody has their fun little ones, like a purple sparkly tennis shoe or, you know, skateboarders. There's a snowman on a skateboard, you know, for my oldest son had picked that one out.
I have a Batman and Robin in the Batmobile ornament. I've got a Captain James T. Kirk in his captain's chair. Mm-hmm. I've got Prince. I've got my favorite football player, Walter Payton. You know, things that just scream Christmas.
No, but they mean something too, and that's the whole point of a tree. Some people like it very personalized. Some people prefer to have a theme. My sister was really good with themes. She used to do like a Victorian tree that had that dusty rose color with the crepe paper ribbons and gold ornaments. And it was
wow.
She always likes to do a theme.
I have a Snoopy ornament.
Yeah.